Ken Rizzio is the former Ottawa County Economic Development Office Executive Director, but under what has happened with Lakeshore Advantage, you're now just a staffer, although probably in some esteem with Randy Thalen and Lakeshore Advantage now that the two entities are one entity. Talk a little bit about, shall we say, some changing of some responsibilities, perhaps?
Yes, I'll come on with the team. My background has been working with projects, a lot of infrastructure projects where water, sewer, roads, improvements like that have been needed. I've assisted Randy in the past, and I'll continue to work at getting funding through different grant programs to bring those pieces to projects that are developed here at Lakeshore Advantage.
Without sounding too much generalizing, it just seems as if this was a common sense move for both entities to work together and be as one entity instead of maybe working against each other, trying to get the same company, one trying to get outside of, you know, out county and the other one trying to get inside Holland Zealand.
You're correct. We have the same mission. You know, the goal is to create jobs, to help companies grow in the area. We had been working informally on a number of projects together. I counted at least 10 over the last couple of years that I've assisted Randy. So you're right. It was kind of a natural evolution that we would merge. And again, we each had a board of directors, and you know, they had to come to agreement on how the merger would take place, which they did right at the end of the past year.
Ken, talk a little bit about the out county prospects, and we, you know, here in Holland, we sort of focus on what's going on in the immediate Holland Zealand area, but in the out county area, you've had a lot of great accomplishments as well. I can think off the top of my head the situation involving the vacant plant up in Coopersville, where a parts maker left, and you had to fill that, and here comes an agricultural concern, and voila, it's a bigger plant than maybe it was when it was the auto parts plant.
You're absolutely correct. Continental Dairy and now Fairlife, they've been very exciting projects to work on because they've brought in a lot of new investment, a lot of high-tech machinery and equipment that's related to food processing. They have added a lot of people. We're, you know, really liking what's happened to Coopersville in terms of bringing a new industry and an industry that's really growing. I also, you know, work in other parts of the county over in the Tallmadge Township area, plastics company there, Agape, who I've been working with, up in Marne, DeWise Manufacturing, metal fabrication firm that has been growing over the years, down in, Jamestown Township, Hudsonville, Royal Technologies, Sound Off Signal, Speed Wrench, you know, number of companies that I've been assisting, recently with, expansions that they've had.
Ken, let me ask you this. As somebody who has been through a few battles and a few discussions, for, you know, a little bit more genteel way of putting it, the Ottawa County, the Lakeshore area, has been known as strong agricultural, strong in office furniture and the like, strong in auto parts. Has it been a challenge to try to go outside the box, shall we say, and try to entice companies and industries that maybe aren't traditional to this area to locate here?
My work at Ottawa County Economic Development has really been focused on retention of existing manufacturers and helping, you know, to provide incentives to keep them growing. So I've not been involved in the component with the alternative energy and, you know, some of the things that Randy's done here with his team at Lakeshore Advantage. So I really haven't been doing the attraction and doing the other up-and-coming industries. I haven't done that in the past. I more or less work with the companies that have been the base industries here in Ottawa County.
And Ken, that leads me then to the thought is that really, you and Randy are complementing each other well. Randy can think outside the box. He can try to bring in some of these new entities in, and you can work on making sure that those who are here don't move away. It really looks like a great partnership.
Yeah, you're right on. That's exactly how I've addressed folks that we've talked to that, you know, this is a real good thing.
Now, one final thing, speaking about, you know, maybe it is a little bit more on the expansion idea, but yet, to a certain extent, I'll bring it up anyway because of the fact of you being involved in the outlying areas, you know, more towards, Georgetown Township, Hudsonville, Coopersville,
yep.
Allendale, and stuff like that. We've seen how Grand Rapids is trying to reinvent itself a little bit in the medical aspects with the medical schools and the like. How much of a spillover have you seen in the eastern part of Ottawa County from some of the initiatives in Grand Rapids where companies are saying, you know, yes, it's nice Grand Rapids is doing this, but we want to be a little bit further away than the core city, and they're looking at Ottawa County. Are you seeing that yet or not?
The medical mile growth and development in downtown Grand Rapids, that's taken a lot of interest and notice by the city of Coopersville, and they've actually, I believe, through the Chamber of Commerce, set up an organization to try to link in and complement what's happening there. So that's one instance where I know, you know, that new growth in Grand Rapids kind of, you know, being looked at and looking at a way to link into it. So, yes, in Coopersville, that certainly is one of their interests.